Some of the farmers who received pieces of land in Mazowe District under the country's land reform program embarked on in 2000 say they are happy to have benefited from the agrarian reforms, adding that they are now proud owners of their ancestral land. Studio 7 spent time with newly resettled farmer Baldwin Mazango of Umsasa Farm in Mazowe, who grows a variety of crops including maize, cucumbers and potatoes. Mazango also rears broilers and traditional chickens, commonly known as roadrunners. Mazango says, despite occupying the property in 2008, his efforts to grow the farm are being hampered by lack of resources.
If we had the dollar before, when the government was still financing us, I tell you, these green bills, you see green everywhere. Yeah, that's the honest truth, and this is not from any political point of view, but from a practical point of view.
As a result, Mazango is now appealing to foreign investors who want to seed their money in Zimbabwe to consider working with newly resettled farmers.
So if you can have someone who's productive, black or white, Chinese, Indian or Japanese, you see, I have no problem. Yes, at the end of the day, I'm sure we share the same passion.
Meanwhile, the Agriculture Portfolio Secretary in the MDC formation led by former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, Valentine Ziswa, says new farmers should be given title deeds to access loans from financial institutions. Banks are currently not offering loans to new farmers because they do not have collateral.
And other financial institutions are owed huge amounts of money to the extent that they are not able to service serious farmers anymore, apart from the fact that some of them are facing collapse or have downsized operations.
Mazango said electricity was also contributing to low productivity on the farms because they are now failing to irrigate their crops during the current dry season.
Yeah, Kofa's a bit dry, so that's where we need government to come in, you know, to at least if the fertilizer prices were to come down, the seed prices to come down, the herbicides, the pesticides to come down. Yeah, after selling, you know, I can retain a little bit of some money and work on irrigation. Okay. So that's the only way to go now. But the rainfall patterns for the past 5 years since I've been here, they are just erratic. You can't for certainly say it's going to be a good season.
On the other hand, Ziswa says farmers require frequent agricultural lessons but bemoaned the lack of resources to finance the activities of the agricultural extension services.
There is collapse in rural infrastructure development with an inevitable decline in agricultural extension services. You find extension workers just sitting all day because they have no resources to work on. They have no resources to go into assisting people.
Meanwhile, Mazango said he was happy that many farmers in his area were now getting farming advisory services from private consultants. One of the private consultants, Jeremiah Gwanzura, tells VOA Studio 7 that their advice is that farmers should take farming as a business and not a hobby.
We are linking them within the value chain that they can connect to the market, and that the marketers can come and use their funds that are getting from the farmers and contract the farmers at the ground. That will enable our farmers to be sustainable, to be innovative, that they can grow in the product that they are producing.
Mazango, though struggling, says he is looking forward to exporting his produce and hopes to get better value for his crops.
I want this to be, you know, a medium-scale farm which exports. Not which does not stand out, but you know which shows that this program is, you know, was really worth it. Of course, with the politics going on with the European bloc, Europe won't mind.
While new farmers continue to register low agricultural output due to lack of resources, Lands Minister Douglas Mombeshora announced recently that the government was moving towards repossessing all the remaining white-owned farms to parcel them out to black Zimbabweans. The move was criticized by Ziskwa and the Commercial Farmers Union. Meanwhile, First Lady Grace Mugabe, whose family grabbed a number of farms in Mazowe District, says those failing to utilize their allocated pieces of land should move off the properties.
Be honest. People must understand this. If you are given land, you must till it. If you can't, be honest and say that you are failing, so the land can be allocated to other people who can fully utilize it. Even the fallen heroes in Mozambique will be happy when they see us using that land.
Some economic analysts say Zimbabwe's economic plunge may continue for years to come if agricultural production remains at an all-time low. Reporting for Studio 7 from Mazowe, this is Thomas Chiripasi.